Oscar learned some amazing skills at the park. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. In today's episode, we rejoin the family at home on Sunday morning. This family, that is, except for Craig, who's off on his camping trip with the Boy Scouts. In the morning, Bobby got up early and came down to find his mom in the kitchen making breakfast for everyone. She had already let Oscar out into the yard because she didn't want Oscar to make a mess in the utility room. She wanted Oscar to do his business outside. Soon they were having breakfast and talking about what they were going to do during the day. Craig would be home in the afternoon. Bobby explained some of the new tricks that Oscar had learned. They're beginning to realize that Oscar is a very smart dog. He learns very quickly. Bobby's mother wondered, could Oscar retrieve a frisbee? She posed that question. Do you think that Oscar would like to try to catch a frisbee? It didn't appear that Bobby really knew too much about frisbees. Robert and Kathy, when they were much younger, used to play frisbee in the park. But there was no frisbee in this household, no. So Kathy hatched a plan. She said, Bobby, why don't you go play with Oscar in the yard? You can review some of the skills that you taught him yesterday. Reinforce them. Make sure that he really understands. And then I've got some work to do in the office. When I am done, about 11 o'clock, I will come down and get you, and we can go to the store. We can buy a frisbee, and I need to get some groceries for dinner tonight. Bobby went out in the yard after breakfast and did just as he was told. He played with Oscar. At 11 o'clock, Kathy appeared at the door, came out, and they went to the store together. They started at the grocery store and got a few items. They went next door to the hardware store where she expected they would probably have a frisbee. She quickly found the sporting goods recreational aisle, and there were the frisbees, and there were several different kinds, different colors and sizes. Kathy wanted a glow-in-the-dark frisbee. That's what she wanted. And she quickly identified the cream color with a slightly greenish tinge to it. She expected that would be a glow-in-the-dark. She read the label, and sure enough, it was glow-in-the-dark. She had found what she wanted, and they went to the cashier and paid for it. When they got home, she put the groceries away, and then Bobby, his mother, and Oscar went to the park with Oscar on the leash. When they got to the park, they kept Oscar on the leash while Kathy demonstrated the technique. She showed how to hold the frisbee, to keep the outer edge down a little bit, and how to throw it with a slinging action. She explained to him that she wanted the frisbee to be turning as it flies. That makes it more stable. She demonstrated a throw, which was expertly done. With Oscar on the leash, he did not retrieve the frisbee. He was watching attentively. He lunged to go for the frisbee, but when he got to the end of the leash, he stopped and sat down. Bobby retrieved the frisbee, and she threw it again. Much the same. Now it was Bobby's turn. She showed him how to hold it, that outer edge down a little bit, and he let it go. He threw the frisbee. Unfortunately, his technique was not really very good, and so the frisbee rolled up onto its edge and then rolled on the ground like a wheel. They retrieved the frisbee and he tried again. It was getting better. On the third try, it sailed like a proper frisbee, not a wheel. So now that Bobby is getting the hang of throwing the frisbee, it's Oscar's turn. Kathy took the leash off of Oscar's collar and told him to sit. Stay, Oscar, stay. She then waved the frisbee in front of his nose and said, "Frisbee, catch the frisbee," and she's talking to the dog. Then she threw the frisbee for a nice, long, smooth, level flight. Oscar chased it, but it hit the ground before he could get to it. He brought it back and dropped it at her feet. He has this fetching routine down very well. She threw several more times, and each time Oscar got closer to catching it. He had to adjust his speed. He had to run faster to get to that before it hit the ground. She threw a very long throw, and she threw it a little higher so it would take longer to get to the ground. Oscar took off like a shot, and this time he caught up with it. And it was still in the air when he jumped from his feet and grabbed it with his teeth, pulling it out of the air. This was a great triumph. He trotted back to them in victory. He had caught the frisbee in the air. They repeated this several times. Each time, Oscar now catches the frisbee as it's flying, unless it's thrown badly, of course. Every now and then, when Bobby threw the frisbee, it would turn up onto its edge and run like a rabbit or a wheel. And really, Oscar didn't care because it was still something to chase and he still caught it. About this time, Kathy got a text message. She needed to call Robert. So she made a quick phone call and they spoke, and then she hung up. She turned to Bobby and said, "Your father tells me that Craig is almost home. He's being dropped off by the scoutmaster." She already knew about the cut on the finger and had been reassured that Craig was going to be okay. "Let's go home and greet your brother." But then she told Bobby that when Craig gets home, that he needs to have a talk with his dad in the living room. "But after that, we'll demonstrate these fantastic new skills that Oscar has." Shortly, they arrived home, and a few minutes after that, the scoutmaster dropped Craig off at the house. He and his father had their talk in the living room, and then they all arrived in the kitchen. Craig made eye contact with Bobby, pointed to the knife on his belt, and smiled broadly. It was at this point that they all went out into the yard so that Bobby could demonstrate Oscar's fantastic skills. This was Bobby's show. So he started with the red ball, threw it, and it was retrieved. He had Oscar sit, and he threw it, and Oscar caught it in the air. After a little of this, he switched to the bigger ball, and it was demonstrated. Excellent performance. And then the secret was divulged. the Frisbee. Bobby was worried because he could not be certain that his Frisbee throw was going to be perfect. It might turn into a rabbit and roll like a wheel, or it might fly very smoothly. He's never really sure what he's going to get. So he had Oscar sit. He showed the Frisbee to him. He said, "Ready? Get the Frisbee." And he threw it. The throw was magnificent. It was smooth. It was a little bit high. It took a long time to get there. There was concern that it might go over the fence, but before it got to the fence or to the ground, Oscar had snatched it out of the air with his teeth. And of course, Oscar came back triumphant. He had done it again. He was very proud. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. In the next episode, Oscar returns to the park with his family, and there will be a surprise encounter that no one will forget, least of all, Oscar. I hope you'll join us in future episodes. All the best. Bye.